Welcome to this week's Burrow Buzz.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am sitting here with
Archer and
Arabelle.
All right, and our sixth graders have a lot of announcements for this busy week. Take it away, guys.
Good morning, Hillsboro Elementary. Today is Monday, September 22nd. Lunch today is popcorn chicken bowls.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
One rule we have here at our school is be responsible.
Being responsible helps make our school a place where everybody can learn.
When we're responsible, we can be trusted to do the right thing.
We help others.
We clean up our messes.
We admit when we make mistakes or do the wrong thing.
We focus on our schoolwork.
This week, think about how you could be responsible and do the right thing in class, in the lunchroom, and out at recess.
Very nice. And that is a repeat from last week, right, guys? But we didn't really do any of the morning announcements over the intercom this week, so that's why we are redoing our Burrow chat with the Be Responsible. You guys want to go ahead and read the rest of the week's lunch?
This week, we have popcorn chicken bowls.
On Tuesday, we have quesadillas.
Wednesdays, we have white chicken chili.
Thursday, meatball. Thursday is meatball and garlic toast.
Friday, we have corn dogs.
Some good lunches on there. Mm-hmm. Just in time for homecoming week.
Yeah.
What do you guys look forward to on homecoming week?
Just seeing people, seeing the people dressed up.
Yeah, like dressed up and just like the energy.
The dress-up days?
Yesterday I wore my Decades costume.
What are the dress-up days this week? Do you guys remember off of memory?
It's Pajama Day, Decades Day,
USA Day, Favorite Color Day, and then Burrow Day.
Yeah.
Sure. And Decades Day, what decade are you going with?
I think it's like the hippies.
I think I'm going to do the 80s.
Okay. Cool. I don't know if I have anything in my closet for those decades. Do you guys have a favorite project or assignment that you've done this year? You guys are both in Mrs. Dryberg's class, right?
I liked my favorite project this year was the name art and
Name art?
Well, I think mine's been like science and like the quizzes.
Yeah. The like activities we do to learn science.
Okay. The science stuff. All right. Do you guys have something that you're proud of accomplishing this year?
I'm just like proud of accomplishing. Like I just trying to be a better person and just like all that since like now we're in sixth grade.
I don't know, like, the tests are easy so far.
Yeah, I feel like I've been doing good on, like, the tests.
Yeah, and, like, the math.
Nice. Okay, we talked about this one before we started recording. If you could trade places with a teacher for a day, what would you do?
I would do, like, I would probably switch with, like, Mr. Strand or, like, Mrs. Ingebrigtsen because, like, in gym, you gotta like tell kids like on what we're playing, and like maybe I could do my favorite game, which is battle ball. And Miss Ingebrigtsen, she has like a library, and it's fun to sit in the corner.
Yeah. I'd probably be like the kindergarten teacher, cause like I could like you could do so many like fun activities, and like I feel like you could make your room all cute and
nice. That's what I'd be. Do either of you want to be a teacher when you grow up, or what are you guys?
I want to be a doctor, but like if I had my second option would be like a teacher. Yeah, okay. Probably.
I would want to be a lawyer.
Nice.
Yeah. She's good at solving arguments.
A doctor and a lawyer. Very nice. Okay. Also with homecoming week, we have coronation on Monday. Mm-hmm. What else? We have the parade, on Friday.
We had a march in the parade.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Are you playing your band instruments?
Yeah, I'm going to be here.
What do you have going on, Arabelle?
I have hockey at 7 a.m.
Okay, so that kind of leads me into, we also have a couple games. The high school has a couple of volleyball games. The football team plays on Friday night. They have a home football game. And I was going to ask you guys about your activities and your sports. What else? So you're a hockey player, Arabelle.
Mm-hmm.
What position?
So they're like designated positions now, but so like I don't like goalie. I just no.
Anything then, but goalie?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, every like Saturday so far for football, we have games at like the softball complex in Grand Forks, and my positions are linebacker and tight end.
Okay. Do you guys have a pre-game ritual or superstition before you play a game? Like, have you ever heard of that? How yeah. some athletes, like, they need to put their left sock on before their right sock, or they have, like, a lucky penny. Or do you guys have anything that's, like, good luck?
Ours is, like, we don't really have one, but we have to do, like, catch. Where, like, the quarterbacks, like, toss the ball, and when the ball's wet, so it's harder to catch. Okay. So.
And that's part of your warm-up routine?
Yeah.
I eat the same breakfast every morning.
Which is?
Pancakes with strawberry sauce.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Makes me kind of hungry. Yeah. Okay. You guys said you were going to tell a joke, right, before we got off, and you were going to read off a fact card of President Abraham Lincoln, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I was also going to ask you guys about Constitution Day.
Oh, yeah,
it was
yeah,
Constitution
yeah.
Day this past week. Mm-hmm. What'd you guys learn about? What'd you do?
Okay, so in music class,
we learned about the bill and how
and
it turns
how it
to a law.
Became a law in, like, a song. And it was
like, it goes, I'm just a bill.
Yes, only a bill.
Some of your parents probably have watched that same video. I think it's an old one, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And he's bouncing around the steps of in Washington D.C.
Yes, it was
funny.
It was funny.
Before we started recording, you were telling me what you knew about the bill, then, like with the president signing it.
So it's like the president decides if it's a law, but if he disagrees that it shouldn't, the bill has to keep on going back. Enforce and saying like they have like a meeting, and if everybody votes yes, it moves on to the president because the president decides if it should
and
be
like,
a law.
And like even if like everybody is like yes, it should be a law, the president
matter.
Can still say no, and it's a veto.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, then now I think we should get to your joke. What's your joke?
Why couldn't the man carry the bear on his back?
Why?
Because it was unbearable.
And you don't have to read that whole card, Archer, but is there any fun facts on there or something that surprises you about, or something you want to quiz Arabelle on? President Abraham Lincoln.
Did you know that Lincoln was the tallest president at 6'4"?
I did not know that he was that tall.
Well,
is it counting his hat?
And he was the first to wear a beard too, I guess.
Oh. Nice.
Like, yeah, that's like so cool.
I always ask the sixth graders what advice you have for the younger students, and don't just say listen to your teacher, because I mean that's true and everything.
Yeah.
But like, let's get a little bit deeper than that. You can pick. So our 4 weeks. week one, what did we have?
We had, like, make everybody, like, feel welcome.
Yeah, make everyone feel welcome, like they belong. Week two, we had be safe.
Like, seats.
Week three, we had be respectful. And week four, be responsible. Out of any of those four things, do you have advice for younger students?
I would do, like, be responsible. Because, like, the more you get on... Like, if you're being responsible in, like, the second grade, right, it just, like, shapes you because, like, your responsibilities get harder as you grow up. So, like, it's just kind of training you, and it's a lot easier.
I think mine would have to be, like, to the younger students, be safe. Like, don't try to hurt yourself on the playground. Try not to trip and fall in the sand by the...
Yeah. Just be safe.
Be safe.
Use your utensils safe.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And yeah, be responsible and be safe kind of ties in with that.
Yeah.
Nice job.
This week's Burrow Buzz.
Bye-bye.